is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christian, fear for sinners hear the silent word.
Peasant king to own him, the kings of kings salvation brings. Let loving hearts enthrone him. Raise, raise the song.
Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word, Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Welcome, everyone. Today is the first Sunday after Christmas. Thank you for joining our show. There will be two scripture readings in the first part of this podcast. Scripture readings will be taken from the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible, coming from 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 18 through 20, and verse 26. And in the second part of this podcast, the reading will come from Psalms 148 in its entirety. 1 Samuel chapter 2, beginning at the 18th verse. The child Samuel at Shiloh. Samuel was ministering before the Lord, a boy wearing a linen ephod. His mother used to make for him a little robe and take it to him each year when she went up with her husband to offer a yearly sacrifice. Then Eli would bless Elkanah and his wife and say, "May the Lord repay you with children by this woman for the gift that she made to the Lord." And then they would return to their home. Now the boy Samuel continued to grow both in stature and in favor with the Lord and with the people. And now Psalms 48 in its entirety, 148 in its entirety. Hear the word of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him from in the highest. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He established them forever and ever. He fixed their bonds, which cannot be passed. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and deeps, fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy wind, fulfilling his command. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and the cattle, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and women alike, old and young together. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his faithful, for the people of Israel who are close to him. Praise the Lord. And now we will listen to a song entitled, "I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day," by SATB Choir, arranged by Dennis Allen.
It was a cold Christmas day, 1864, in the Longfellow house. And the chill was not just because of the winter winds that howled outside, but because the hearts of a father and his children were cold as ice. Frances, their wife and mother, was gone, dead from burns sustained in a fire.
To add to their despair, word had come to the family that the oldest son, Charles, had been badly wounded as a Union soldier fighting in the United States Civil War. And so, this family could find no joy, no peace on that Christmas morning. As the church bells in the town heralded the day, reminding the hearers of the Savior's birth, the father, Henry, a renowned author and poet, began to write.
I thought of as the day had come.
madness consumed him. There was hate and conflict all around, in every corner of the nation, and in every corner of his soul.
And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
And yet something in Henry Wadsworth Longfellow's heart remembered the Savior he had trusted many years before. Suddenly, a faint song of hope began to ring in his heart, and the message of peace began to flow from his pen.
Podcast will be taken from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17, and from Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 41 through 52. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you. So you always must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom and with gratitude in your heart. Sing psalms, hymns, and song and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And now, from Luke chapter 2, verses 41 through 52. The boy Jesus in the temple. Now every year his parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. When the festival was ended, they started to return, and the boys stayed behind in Jerusalem, but the parents did not know it. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they went a day's journey. Then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." He said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine favor and in divine and human favor. The word of God for the people of God. Praying. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your Son, Jesus the Messiah, for me and all of humanity. I desire always to be thankful for the many sacrifices that you made for us. May I always remember the true reason for this season. Today is the first Sunday after Christmas. Let each individual focus not on worldly or temporal gifts, but rather let us focus on the eternal gifts that you have given to us, Lord. Dear Lord, help me to speak to others of your many marvelous deeds that they may also know you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. There will be two songs at the closing. The first song is entitled "All Creatures of Our God and King," performed by Maranatha Music. The last song is entitled "I Believe in You" by Kelvin Simon.
Of our God and King, lift up your voice and let us sing. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise Him.
Thank you. I remember long ago when I was confused and lost with no place to go. I thought happiness was just an illusion. Trying to fill this void so deep inside. Drugs and all of that could not satisfy. But you opened up my eyes so that I could see the beauty of your love that lives within me. I believe in you.
I believe in you.
And all of the good things that you brought me through.
You brought me through.
I will never forget your love. And I see rainbows in the sky. Take away the fears and the tears. You wiped away through all of the years with your promises. Could never turn into a lie. I've seen both sides, the ups and the downs. I stood alone, no peace to be found. I questioned things that I did not understand. I searched my life for who I am, without knowing I was part of the master plan. Then he opened up my eyes and made me see the beauty of his love that lived within me. I believe in you.
I believe in you.
And all of the things you brought me through. I can never forget your love.
Forget his love.
I see rainbows in the sky. Take away the tears.
Took away
and the
tears.
Fears. Wiped away throughout all
wiped
of the
away
years.
Throughout the years.
But your promises. Never turn into a lie. You will always be there. That's what you promise.
You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit exquisitebarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.